Sponsorship of the Be Our Guest podcast is proudly brought to you by the great folks over at touringplans.com. These are the folks that are going to keep you out of lines and seeing the most amount of attractions possible on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal Studios Florida vacation. When you're on vacation, time is money. You don't want to waste your days standing in line with everybody else. You want to have the information you need to navigate those crowds and just keep seeing attraction after attraction after attraction. And when you save all that time, you can do the secondary stuff like go swimming, maybe play a round of mini golf and more, because you're going to have access to tools like the Optimizer, which lets you pick the attractions you're most interested in. And touringplans.com will let you know, based on the crowd patterns right then and there in that theme park, the best way to see those attractions with the least amount of weight. You'll also have tools to use before you leave home to plan a great trip from there as well. So check them out. Support the folks who support us. They're over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1002 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. And I am pumped because I'll be on that Southwest airliner a little bit later on this afternoon, headed down to Florida. Can't wait to get there late this year. Actually, not even too late. It's supposed to land at about 7. So I'm going to be boogieing over to...
Lucky you!
I know. I mean, I'm going to boogie over to, Columbia Harbor House. We talked about that on Wednesday. Because of Ricky. Because Ricky's in the know. It's good to know somebody like Ricky. Because Ricky alerted me to a great rental car deal. But it wasn't a rental car. For $38 a day, I'm getting a Ram quad cab pickup truck for the weekend.
I told you that you can get another car now, right?
Like, I know.
You have to have the truck.
I don't get to drive a truck in my normal life, so I'll be driving. I hope this thing has like an 18-wheeler horn on it. I'd pay extra for that. That kind of goes along with today's show.
That goes along with what we're talking about today. Yeah, exactly.
Would I pay $21 a day more for the big rig horn? I don't know. But, that's what we're going to talk about today. So watch for me in the big Mac Daddy truck over the weekend. I'll throw some... I may bring the magnets and make it the BOGP Ram quad cab truck of the weekend. I don't know. We'll have to see. It's going to be fun, though. So can't wait to see everybody this weekend. We should be there later on tonight. And we're going to have a great time. Remember, lizards are meeting up before the races at the L bag check area. So look for the L for lizards and take lots of pictures and mark them on the social media hashtag RunBOGP so we can all have them together and everybody back home can kind of follow along with all the action. It's going to be a good time. So joining me today from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Mouse for Less, driving a little, like a spark or something, we have Ricky. What's up, Ricky?
Well, first I'm flying, but then I'm going to be driving a little spark or something.
You're going to run like a little spark instead of a big quad cab.
Yeah, no. I figured that flying down and getting, not a big truck would be best for me. So, yeah. But it's going to be a great weekend, that's for sure. A crazy quick weekend. Crazy is probably the optimal word for the whole thing. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And for those of you who are not going to be down there, make sure to follow along on my Facebook feed. As you guys know, I was playing with it a little bit the last time I was down at Walt Disney World, but Mike has played with it a lot. But the Facebook Live thing is fantastic, and I will probably be going live a few times. So be on the lookout for my Facebook Live stuff and all my tweets and all the fun coming from my end of the of the social spectrum.
There'll be all kinds of content.
It'll be a good time.
Yeah, this Facebook Live thing is pretty awesome. It's so easy to use. So easy.
Absolutely.
That's what I need. So. All right. Also joining us, and we're going to see her down in Florida tomorrow as well. We have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Can't wait to see you down there tomorrow, Pam. What's up?
I know. I'm so excited. It's going to be a fun, fun weekend. And then I don't think, Mike, that we've shared what we're doing then beginning of next week.
Are we allowed to? I thought that I was under embargo or something. I'm scared.
Like, I don't want to take it away. We're absolutely allowed to share.
Okay, so go ahead, Pam. You can share because I was scared to death. I haven't even told my wife. No, just kidding. I've told her. I just won't be home.
So we're going to be down. They had planned a media event for the Rivers of Light opening and some other openings.
Oops. that's gonna happen.
But it's actually really about the whole awakened summer thing. So we're not quite sure what we're going to see yet. But we're gonna be at Hollywood Studios one evening, and we're gonna be at Disney Springs, and we're gonna be at Animal Kingdom. So I imagine they're gonna show us something. So be watching as we will preview what we're able to show. It should be interesting, at least. You know, look, Disney knows how to put on a good event. So if nothing else, it'll be good.
You're going to see lots of fun pictures. And the one morning we're at Epcot for breakfast, and then they're taking us back to Norway. I wonder why.
Very interesting.
I hope you don't get to see it. I really hope you don't get to see it.
You are so nice.
I'm so
Randy.
Evil.
I'm just saying.
Because I don't get to have fun. So I'm just going to be as evil as possible.
I heard it's not confirmed. It's only 95%, you know, probably happening that I am riding in the front row of the old Maelstrom boats with Elsa and seeing the track.
No. Don't even. I'm just going to be bitter.
I'm just going to take a fat selfie with, I'll be sitting between Anna and Elsa going on the new ride.
I'll have to punch you right after you run, so that way you you're in pain, and then I'll just punch you right there in the leg, and it'll be even more pain.
And then I'm gonna have one on each arm. We're gonna skip over to the land, and we're gonna see Soarin' Over the World.
You hush your face. I hate you. Hate your guts.
I have all these grandiose dreams. Yeah, none of this.
No, none of it will be happening. But I still hate your guts. So, you know, whatever.
So I love this.
I have to go home and go back to work. So.
I should be, but we'll worry about that when I get home. Anyway, I'm glad my boss doesn't listen to the podcast. Please don't listen. Okay, so anyway, let's get to today's topic. Today we're going to have some fun because, you know, Disney is, in a sense, about the numbers. Because we're always trying to kind of keep a budget and try to make the most of every dollar on a vacation, whether it's dining plan or no dining plan, tables in Wonderland, staying at a moderate over a value because you get a larger room, you get better amenities, you're closer to the park, stuff like that. We're always trying to quantify, is this worth, you know, that? So this came up and we had a great discussion, which shocked me a couple of weeks ago on just my personal Facebook page. I just threw it out there on Twitter, I think, or maybe I put it just directly on Facebook, because what happened was, this media event popped up, and I was staying at Coronado Springs Thursday night, and I was checking out on Sunday because my original plan was to fly home on Sunday night and go to school on Monday. But then we were going to stay down for a few extra days, and so I called Disney like we all would, and I'm thinking, no problem. We can add on the Sunday night, no problem, because the race is over on Sunday. Everybody's going to wig out and go home on, you know, on Sunday night. Nope. Coronado Springs completely booked. A lot of places completely booked, which shocked me. So I went on and I have my annual pass. So I'm looking for an annual pass discounted room for one night because I'm going to be staying somewhere else Monday and Tuesday night. And so I found Pop Century and I found All-Star Sports, both available on AP rates. And what I found out was I was sitting on the couch and this is just how it went. I was getting ready to book that one night room only for under the AP rate. And Pop Century came up $11 more expensive than Sports. And for some reason, it locked me up. I didn't know what to do. Like, do I save the 11 bucks? I'm only going to be there one night. I'm really just going to sleep and shower. Or do I go to Pop Century for that one night for $11 more? And I asked my wife, I said, and this is exactly what I said. I said, is Pop Century worth $11 for one night more than All-Star Sports? She said, yes. She didn't even think about it. She's like, yes. She's like, one, you have tie-dye cheesecake and you're a fan of tie-dye cheesecake. That's worth something.
Valid point there. That is.
But, you know, it's not like I'm going to be there for like a week, you know, so I'm not going to be enjoying the pools more than likely. You know, bus service is better there, but is that going to matter? So I thought we kind of have a topic today because I got like 80 comments on this on my Facebook group. I could not believe it. People chiming in. It was about 80% folks saying Pop Century is definitely worth $11 a night more, which is kind of where I fall too when you look at it for a longer stay. But for one night, I don't know. So, you know, it's kind of how we're going to fall. So let me ask you, Pam and Ricky, and then we'll kind of go around and give these to each other. What would you say for like one night? Is Pop Century worth the 11 extra bucks, or should I have just kept that in my pocket over Sports? What would you do, Pam?
No question. Yes, it's worth $11. I mean, in the scheme of things, $11, like I could like, I don't know. Think about 8 million ways I could save $11 that would be less beneficial to me than spending the $11 there. So, yes, for me, it's no question. Absolutely.
You could park like two of your tires of your car for $11, you know, and maybe the spare tire, you know, like half a car.
Right.
Yes, exactly. Well, I think that that's something that's always really challenging is, I mean, as agents, we're trying very much to respect people's budgets. But then sometimes, like, they're planning something, and how do you suggest to them, well, you know what, if you would just spend a little bit more here or here or here, I think that you would exponentially have a better vacation. So I think that's always a challenge, you know, to balance, you know, someone's need to stay in a budget with our experience in terms of what is a good value. And everyone has a different opinion about what's a good value. So,
and I think that's going to be kind of the thing for this. The theme of the show is value. What is a good value? And it's not always the least expensive option. Sometimes it's,
for sure,
you know, it's, you're paying just a little bit extra, but you're seeing more benefits from that that are going to make the whole experience better, which I think is kind of where we're going to fall in this. So, Ricky, what would you do? You have one night. Sports is open on AP. Pop Century is open on AP. Pop Century is $11 more. Where are you going to book?
It depends on if I have a car. So if I have my own car, then I probably wouldn't mind staying at All Star Sports for that one night. If I did not have my own car, then, and I was relying on Disney transportation, then I would absolutely stay at Pop Century. I think that Pop Century, because it has its own dedicated bus system, or bus line, is that $11 is worth it, especially if you're, you know, staying there and you know, only relying on Disney transportation. Then it's absolutely worth it, because, you know, sometimes late at night, you know, you're leaving Magic Kingdom and you have to wait for like 30 buses, it feels like, for all-star sports and movies and music, because those three are connected. Now sometimes they're not, you know, connected. Sometimes they have just a dedicated bus, but you know, sometimes they are. So just for that alone, if I was only using Disney transportation, I would stay at Pop.
Good call. And I was thinking, you know, the only thing kept me thinking about sports is it's a race weekend. That's kind of the theme, you know, like sports.
Right.
It's a sporting event. You know, I kind of like theme things. Like, we go on a cruise, sometimes we stay at Caribbean Beach. I know that's dumb, you know. It's like, I'm like Disney, man. I'm all about the theme anyway. But I'm not about Polynesian. I just can't afford to be that thematic. You know, it's just, that's me.
Yeah.
All right. So
theming has a price.
That's exactly, that's right. But quantifiable, that does not fall in my quantities right there. The Polynesian, you know, Caribbean Beach is the poor man's Polynesian, is what I've always said. Anyway, Ricky,
right.
Ricky, give us yours. So what's your proposition to us?
Okay. So would you pay, and this one's hypothetical, actually all mine are hypothetical, but would you pay $35 per person to be guaranteed that at whatever restaurant you are dining at that has a view of Illuminations, that you will be seated so that you will have a view of Illuminations, like actually sitting by the window? Would you pay $35 more each person for that guaranteed spot? So you don't have to, you know, because right now you can you just take your chances, you know, it's first come, first serve, whatever, but this would be a guarantee that you would have that spot.
Ooh, that's a good one. But there's no way, I pay $35 a person, because that's almost as much as that probably is as much as the entree, if not more, that you're gonna have for that dinner. And I think that you know, if I don't see it that night, I'm just taking my family back the next night. If I have a few nights there at Walt Disney World to see it without having to pay the extra money. Because, I mean, in my case, that's $140. As much as I love Illuminations, not even close to being worth that. I could do a dessert party for that. So no for me.
All right, Pam, what do you think?
So at certain times of the year, I think I may consider this.
Really?
There are times. Yeah.
God, Disney, don't listen, please. Please, please.
I know, right? I was thinking that nobody would say yes to this, so.
Sorry. I'm going to disappoint. Maybe a bunch of times.
Oh, my gosh.
So here's what I'm thinking. There are some times during the summer when I think to myself, I want to stay for Illuminations. But after trudging around the parks all day, it's hot. And sometimes in the end, we're just like, you know what? We've seen Illuminations 8 billion and 35 times. So maybe we don't need to see it again. But if I knew at certain restaurants that I'd be like, say, at La Hacienda, and I'd be in air conditioning and enjoying a good meal, and I knew I was going to have that view, then I think I may consider it. The other time I may consider it is when it's really cold. There are times when we're there in January when things are, you know, really cold, but then there are other times when it's warm. So on some of those really cold nights, I might consider that as well. So I'm not going to say it's something that I would do every time. And again, because we've been there and seen Illuminations 8 billion and 35 times, you know, it's not a necessity for me, but just every now and then I could see us definitely doing that.
You're from the Steel City, Pam. You're like a hearty Pittsburgher.
No, come on. I'm actually cold, every day I say to Steve, why in the winter? I'm like, why do we live here? Like, I keep like saying, and you know, Steve had just gotten a promotion at work. So I, you know, my argument is getting harder and harder to make.
Yes,
I'm like,
yes.
Well, I'm sure you can find a job somewhere else, even though you've worked for the same hospital for 20 some years. I'm sure it won't be that hard.
When is retirement? Right now?
I know. I'm like, that's what I asked then when he got this job. I'm like, so when can you retire? So anyways, you know, it's just, I'm fighting a losing battle here, folks, yeah, but probably. It is still my dream. And actually, I look at real estate all the time in Georgia, in South Carolina, in Florida. So, I mean, you know, if he ever
Georgia,
gives me the go, it'd be okay.
Come on, right? Georgia.
We need a good hospital system. So anyways, but yeah, so.
All right. So Pam, give us your thing, quandary you can put us into here.
Okay. So, and I don't think this will be hard, but I think it'll be an interesting discussion. Is it worth under about $20 per night per adult to upgrade from the quick service dining plan to the plus dining plan? And so just elaborate.
Yeah, I was going to say the one with the three different table service meals or the...
No, just plus dining.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Oh. That's what Disney calls it, plus dining. So
sorry. I was like, wait.
No, it's okay. The quick service is the one that has two quick service meals and a snack per day, plus you get the refillable mugs. And the plus dining, the regular dining, gives you a table service, a counter service or quick service, and a snack per day in addition to the refillable mugs. And to give you a sense of the difference in price, it's, you know, really only about $20 more per adult per night, and per child it's less than $3 more per night. So anyways, is it worth upgrading from quick service to the plus dining?
I would say every time, except for if you're going for something quick and you really want to maximize your time, seeing the attractions, being in the parks, getting as much done as possible. But as soon as you're looking at a character meal, or if you're looking at, you know, you want to have a couple of special meals where you're sitting down and enjoying it, it's a no-brainer. You know, the only reason I would say no is if you're there for, say, like three nights and you want to try to see all four parks, you want to do 25 attractions a day. The table service may get in your way and it's not a priority for you. But as soon as you want to, you know, go, you know, do Chef Mickey's or, you know, something like that, or a Boma, you know, upgrading, it's kind of a no brainer. Cause it, when you have the plan, then you might, you know, have that second table service meal or that third table service meal that you weren't expecting. And that can make the overall vacation better. So that's where I'd fall. Ricky, what do you think?
Yeah. I mean, even, you know, I live with the cheapest man in the world, but I still think that I would upgrade on this one, definitely, because, you know, just think of how much. I mean, it's not going to be that much for like the table service meal is worth at least $20. So I think, well, it would, you know, if you factor in how much your counter service meal for that one meal would be, added in an extra $10 or so. I mean, yeah, so it would be about $30. You're still coming out with the cost of how much table service meals are nowadays, especially like Mike said, you know, with a character meal. I mean, those suckers are really expensive. So I would absolutely upgrade for the $20. Yeah.
And I think this is something that's, I just want to throw in here too, you know, the rumors of free dining are swirling again. Whether it happens again or not, we don't know. But I think one of the no-brainers is, you know, if you're to value, you know, to always look at, you know, upgrading to the standard Disney dining plan, because that kind of makes that a really, I shouldn't say like a whole Disney vacation, but it makes it more of a fuller experience while you're down at Walt Disney World. I just want to throw that in there. That's always something that I think some people overlook, that when they have the tiered dining, that, you know, for just a little bit more, you can have kind of a richer experience on your vacation. So sorry, Pam, go ahead.
No, I think that's it. I totally agree with you guys. And I think, you know, there's just a lot of benefits to that. I mean, people always say, whether you're doing the plus dining or the deluxe dining, you know, I don't want to take that much time to eat, And while I certainly understand that, I think that it's interesting to approach your vacation like that, right? I'm on vacation. We're going to be having fun. I don't want to take time to sit down and eat. It's like at some point, you know, you're going to be in the parks like 16 hours that day. You may want to sit down and just enjoy a meal. So something to consider.
All right.
Sounds good. Let's go around one more time. And I have another one for you guys. And this is one, again, quantifiable Walt Disney World. Would you pay $35 per person for an unlimited refills on soft drinks, but this would be both at the resorts and theme parks? So really anywhere on site on property where they have, you know, fountain soda, you would have a mug and you could take it with you, and it's $35 a person, which I believe it tops out right now for the resort mugs around 17 or something like that. So I was trying to double it. So it's about, you know, twice what you pay for the resort mug for the length of your stay, you know, for a longer stay. Would you be willing to pay $35 for unlimited refills on soft drinks, teas, and all that stuff you get at the resorts if you could use it within the theme parks as well? Ricky, would you?
So it's hard for me because I don't actually drink soda. So it makes, I would personally say no. I would definitely keep my $35. But, you know, I think that if you are a soda drinker and a heavy soda drinker, I think that this could absolutely be worth your money. You know, I think that just adding that theme park capability to it, I think that, yeah, it would absolutely be worth it. So I'm going to go with yes on that one for those who are diehard soda drinkers. But for me, no. But yeah.
Yeah, this one kills me because I know, like, you know, because I ran a skating rink for years. I mean, everybody knows the cost of fountain soda.
Well, yeah,
is
of course.
Almost free. I
it's
mean,
nothing.
And we've always heard the rumors that Disney gets it for free, you know, just for the promotion. I doubt they get that. But I mean, they get it very, very cheap. It's a very high profit item. And, you know, $35 for soda for your stay. I mean, that's expensive. However, I did sail on Royal Caribbean a few times. In the soda package, just for a 7-night cruise, $99 a person.
Whoa.
$99
yeah,
a person.
Yeah, if that was the case, I'd be like, peace out. I'm not having soda this week. Like, I wouldn't do it.
I mean,
yeah.
We drink soda. And when you're on a cruise ship, you know, like that's, you're kind of stuck because we are heavy soda drinkers. But $99, just so you know, I mean, it may have changed. This was a few years back, but we almost had a heart attack. So, Pam, where would you fall on this $35, you know, kind of length of stay, unlimited soft drinks, anywhere on property?
So it's funny because we don't drink soda either at all. So I think it's interesting to think about this. I never really thought about the expense of soda. I do drink iced tea, but I drink it at home. Like, I make it every morning and then I drink it and then I make a new pot like within a day or two. So anyways, I think it's an interesting concept though, because I know that many guests would really love this, you know, this opportunity. And I think that for people who drink soda, this would be a no brainer, right? You just go ahead and do it. It's just like, I think those who drink coffee, it's funny that, you know, I do drink coffee like in the morning, just one cup. So I'm not like even someone who drinks coffee all throughout the day. Although if they would give me for $35 unlimited Starbucks lime refresher,
right there,
I'd be all in immediately. So anyways, but yeah, I think that anyone who drinks soda, this would be a no-brainer.
Yeah, when I wrote this one, I didn't think about that, you know, but on Royal Caribbean, when we paid for the soda package, you know, it was $200 for the two of us, you know, just right at $200. And when you think about Disney Cruise Line compared to Royal Caribbean, we all know that Royal Caribbean is, it's a solid line. It's a solid experience. I've had a good time both times I've sailed on Freedom of the Seas, enjoyed it. But we all know Disney Cruise Line costs more than Royal Caribbean. But this is one of those things right there. If you're a soda drinker right there, it's a $200 difference, you know, and it's included on your Disney Cruise Line, you know, sailing. So you're seeing 200, you know, I mean, if you, this is quantifiable, but that's a real $200 right there in your pocket when you sail with Disney Cruise Line. So just something that just popped into my head right here. I didn't think about that until just now. So Ricky, give us your second.
Okay. So going back to the fact that Disney just added, preferred parking at the theme parks for an extra, $15, you can add that to your, and you get to park up front. So for an extra $35, would you pay to have preferred parking at Disney Springs? So they would have one lot right up front. With the new whole Disney Springs, section that they're just opening up, the town center section. So would you pay to have a spot right there at the town center section? Easy in, easy out. Would you pay $35 for that? So, Mike, what do you think?
There's no way. I mean, I don't mind walking. You guys know that. I like walking. It doesn't bother me at all. And, when I can save money there, because that's something I could spend that money at Disney Springs and get something to take home or have a better dinner, have a dessert. Something like that. So, there's no way. And I've heard the parking garage is pretty decent as far as, a lot easier to find a spot, not too bad of a walk. And I'm also a big fan of going to Riverside and taking a boat, or staying at Riverside. I usually stay at Riverside and just take the boat, so I don't have to even deal with the car situation. But there's no way I wouldn't pay at Disney Springs.
All right, Pam, what do you think?
No. No. I love the new parking garage. It is so fantastic. I love I feel like it's pretty close. Now you are over to that one side, but once the other parking garage gets done, you'll have the choice of doing it.
Yeah.
But it's really cool. Like, I love pulling in and it tells you how many spots are available in that row at the end of the row. So you aren't like driving endlessly. You just, look at the little sign there. It tells you. So I love that. And we never mind walking either. In fact, I've mentioned this before on the podcast. We don't take the tram from the parking lot. We don't ever do any of that stuff unless, everyone's feeling really lazy. So I would never do it because, like Mike, I have 8 million things I want to buy there. So I'm going to save my money and do it there.
Would you,
right?
Ricky?
I mean, exactly.
Is this something that would tempt you or no?
No, there's no way. Like, I'm not even tempted by the extra money to, park at the Magic Kingdom or Epcot, closer. So there's no way I would park here. I agree with you guys. I think the new parking garages are fantastic. I think that they're really easy in, easy out. I love that they tell you, where there are spots available. I do know that they're going to have regular parking lots as well for Disney Springs. But I think that I would really just consider parking in the parking garage either way. Like, I would just avoid the regular lot and just park in the parking garage because it's just so easy. I don't have to drive around everywhere looking for a spot. I can just go in, find a spot where the green light is available and just ease on in. So that's, I like
parking
the new garage.
Lot.
It is. If they could all be like that, that would be nice. Unfortunately, there are some sketch lots that I don't think we'll ever upgrade their especially here in Atlanta. I went into one of those sketch lots last week. I was a little afraid, but I was glad it didn't smell like pee. So that was that was my saving grace on that. I'm like, okay, it doesn't smell, so we're good.
Don't you remember that?
I would pay $35 to not park in a parking lot that smelled like pee.
I was thinking the same thing, exactly. The urine-free lot. I was just thinking,
I'll take that one.
Remember the sport? It was almost a sport, though. It was almost like an Olympic, exhibition sport of like stalking somebody for your parking spot at Disney Springs, especially when you were near the marketplace.
It got horrible.
You'd be
it
like,
got ugly.
It was like a two or three person operation. You're like, I'd be driving, and Pam's head would be on a swivel, like, they have bags. Okay. Oh, they're going towards a car. And then
they would go.
But then I always did this sometimes too, because people did it to me. Like, they would walk with like two bags. They'd walk down an aisle, but then they would cut like across the aisle, like between cars. I'm like, oh, you're killing me. Cause now somebody's going to get your spot. So yeah, we're going to miss that, that sport there of stalking people to get a spot, especially near the marketplace. That was just terrible. Terrible.
Right.
Oh, man,
so
that was
bad.
Crazy. Those are the days. Those are the days. Okay, Pam, close us out. What's your last quantifiable Disney quandary?
So, is it worth a little under $80 a night per night to upgrade from Pop Century to Port Orleans? And, Ricky, I'll toss it to you.
Oh, that is tough. I mean, just because I don't mind staying at Pop Century. So I think it depends. It depends on the trip. I've only stayed at the Moderates actually once. So, you know, I've hardly ever do it. If I'm going down there, I usually do stay at the Values. So, that's tough. I mean, I think that it could be worth it. I think that the amenities are certainly there. But just for the type of vacations that I usually take, I'm not at the resort very much. So I think if I was spending more time at the resort, I would say absolutely. But if it's just one of my, you know, I'm out all day type vacations, which is usually what it is, then I would say no. So for the most part, no. But I think that if I had a vacation that it was going to be more of a relaxation vacation, which Brian would probably prefer, I would say yes.
Mike,
I totally pulled
the
Pam on that one. I totally just pulled the Pam. I was like, yes and no.
Yeah, you did.
You know what, though? I was going to say the same thing, Ricky, because the same thing, you know, like if you're not going to enjoy the amenities of the extra, you know, you're paying extra for extra amenities, like, you know, a nicer swimming pool. It's got a slide. You have on-site dining. You have better transportation options. You're closer to the theme parks. If you're there for vacation, like when I go down in June, just to chill. You like when we're staying at Coronado Springs again. You know, that's one thing that, you know, I would rather stay at a Moderate and pay extra than stay at a Value, just because we're going to spend a lot of time in that pool. And that pool over at Coronado Springs has a great poolside kind of snack shack, kind of a bar/snack shack with like some hot treats, you know, that we've always enjoyed. It's got a playground for the kids, which they all have. But I mean, you know, I like the bus service at Coronado. I like the location, and it's a bigger room because we're going to be there for 7 nights. So absolutely, I would do it. Now, this race weekend, I just booked Coronado because I waited till the last minute and it was the only thing left. So, and I like Coronado, don't get me wrong, but I would have been fine with Pop Century for this weekend or even an All-Star, just because it's nutty. You know, like getting up at 2:30 in the morning, you know, I would imagine that the Polynesian looks exactly like All-Star Sports when you're just like sleepwalking out to the bus. You know, I don't notice much at that time. You know, I'm just like hating life, you know, just wanting to get to the starting line to get with all my friends to run. So I would say, just like you said, Ricky, you know, if it's a vacation, you're going to be there, you're going to make that a focal point of that vacation, absolutely pay extra for the Moderate. But on a race weekend, you know, maybe not. Maybe if it's a shower and a place to sleep, I don't know. So Pam, where do you fall on this one?
So for me, it's all day, every day upgrade. And one of the main things is the queen size bed versus the double bed. And I just find that on a Disney vacation, we're just, you know, you spend so much of the day walking or doing something like that. If I don't get a good night's sleep, I'm useless after a few days. I'm crabby, whatever. I personally feel like the Moderates, that room gets colder than the Reviews. And I don't know, this could just be me thinking that, but I feel that way. So the bed's bigger and the room feels colder and it has a coffee maker. And those are the things that make the decision for me. A good night's sleep, like literally I would pay way more than $80 a night difference. And I just feel like I sleep better in the bigger bed. And I think that's what typically makes, you know, the decision for me. So, I mean, you know, that's just, you know, that's the thing that is the most important to me. So,
and many times the price difference isn't always $80. It can be less than that a lot of times.
No, especially when there's a special, because when there's like a Disney discount, let's say like the one that's going on now, and you can save up to 30%. Well, the 30% discount is of course at the deluxe resorts, and then it goes to 20 and then 15 and 5. And so when you're, there's going to be a smaller percentage discount at the value rooms than there is in the Moderate rooms. And that can make all the difference. Yeah. You could be talking about like $20 difference or something like that, or $30 difference. And then of course it's a no brainer for sure. But yeah, for me, we just have to, just so we can all sleep.
All right. Well, ladies, guess what? I'm going to see you down at Walt Disney World here tonight or tomorrow. So safe travels to both of you. Can't wait. It's going to be a fun weekend.
Yes, it is.
It'll be
crazy
great.
Fun weekend.
See everyone.
All right. We're celebrating 1,000 by running 13.1 miles and having a great time, cheering and just having a good time. So we'll see everybody down at Walt Disney World again. Today's episode brought to you by the great folks over at touringplans.com. And all three of us use Lines right there on our smartphone to make great decisions, especially considering I have not made any FastPass Plus reservations. I may do that this afternoon on the plane. I don't know. I still haven't, because the thing is, I do that every race weekend. And I never go to any of them because we're always hanging out with friends. We're just kind of, we'll see where I don't even know what parks I'm going to. So, you know, I'll do that. But the good thing is with touringplans.com, I have the information I need right there on my smartphone to say, you know what? There's only a 5-minute wait right now in Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. You know, that's not going to happen.
Right.
Yeah, right. No. You know, whatever. the thing about touring, you know, touringplans.com and lines is it tells the truth. So it's not going to say 5 minutes. But I'm just saying, you know, it'll say there's a 5-minute wait for the TTA. And I'll, you know, Sunday afternoon, I've run 13 miles. I haven't run in forever. The TTA sounds like a great decision. So you need the information to stay out of lines. I think a lot of us will be over there to stay out of lines and see the TTA as many times as possible. So drop by touringplans.com today. Subscribe. It is really the cost of basically a counter service meal. You get 365 days of great information. It's going to make your next Disney vacation great. They also have an app for Universal Studios Florida as well. So check them out today over at touringplans.com. Give us a follow
this
on
this. This one is a Disney no-brainer, by the way.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's quantifiable. Yes. I mean,
it's worth the money. That's right.
I mean, there's no doubt. You know, there's no doubt on that one. So, yeah, do grab it, touringplans.com. All right, this weekend you need to follow us on the social media. I'm at BRGuestMike on both Facebook or both Twitter and Instagram. There's going to be lots of pictures, lots of information there. Give us a like on Facebook. We're going to be broadcasting live to our Facebook page, facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. So be a part of that as well. And check out Magical Mouse Radio this weekend at magicalmouseradio.com for great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music. And also the next Be Our Guest Podcast live show comes your way on Sunday night, April 24th at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/live. Ricky, one more time, where can people follow you on the social media so they can keep up with everything that you'll be doing as well?
On Instagram or Twitter at Ricky Nibs, or on Facebook, you'll be able to find me on there as well. And I'll be the one probably posting on the Be Our Guest page. So, you know, just know that if you want to see that content, you can go there too. So you have lots of different places to find me.
That's it. Roger that. And Pam, where can people follow you on the social media?
On Instagram and on Twitter, I am TMFLT Pam. And I'll be doing my best to do more of that. I don't do it a lot of times when I'm at home, but I will do it when I'm there, and looking forward to an awesome weekend with everyone.
It's going to be fun. All right. Well, let's get out of here and let's get on those planes and head down to Florida. May the force be with you, everybody. For Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. We're going dark side. I can't wait. It's going to be fun running with the villains. Man, I can't wait. So remember, if you haven't met us yet, we've got a lot of friends that are going to be there that we see at a lot of these race weekends, but we have a tremendous amount of folks on the Running Lizards going to this this Star Wars weekend. And I know a lot of the folks we have not met in person. Please don't hesitate. Come up, yell, say hey, and we're going to, you know, just become great friends right away. So please do approach us. Let us know you're there. And again, we're going to meet up at the L in the before the races start, so everybody can get together, get a picture. Make sure you take pictures, especially for the 5 and the 10K, since I won't be there in the corrals. But let's get that taken care of. We're going to have a great race weekend. We're going to celebrate the team and have just an awesome time. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. May the force be with you, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.